In a world driven by energy, Hornet Corporation brings you Expert Energy Exchange, a podcast created and produced by 48 Romulus. It's not just a podcast. It's a powerfully fueled exploration into the depths of domestic oil and gas. Grab your boots and hold on tight, because this show is about to turn the bit to the right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Expert Energy Exchange hosts, Rupert and Bob. It's all yours.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're tuned into Expert Energy Exchange, the go-to podcast for those looking to dive deep into the oil sector. We do our best to bring you critical insights, folks, while we discuss bold opinions, topics, and anything else connected to domestic oil and gas exploration, development, and production. Now, this podcast is powered by Hornet Corporation, a trusted partner in private oil and gas ventures, with opportunities offering significant tax advantages for accredited investors. If you are an accredited investor and want to learn more about Hornet Corporation and its opportunities, well, head on over to hornetcorp.com for all the company details and everything else they currently have going on. Okay, all right, let's get started here. So yeah, let's dive right into today's hot topic: the sustained strength in oil markets amid ongoing sanctions and supply cuts. And here's the thing, 2025 is kicking off with a bullish vibe in the oil markets, and honestly, it doesn't look like that's slowing down anytime soon. What's driving this surge? Well, it's a combination of geopolitical factors and strategic decisions by major producers, creating a tighter supply environment that's setting the stage for a potentially prolonged rally. First off, let's talk about the latest round of U.S. sanctions targeting Russian oil exports. Seriously, though, these sanctions are the toughest we've seen on Russia's energy sector to date. The Biden administration has slapped restrictions on about 180 vessels, key executives, traders, and two major oil companies. That's a hefty chunk, handling roughly 25% of Russian oil exports. Believe it or not, this has tripled the number of Russian crude oil tankers under sanction, disrupting around 900,000 barrels per day. That's massive, but just how significant is this disruption in the grand scheme of global oil supply? These sanctions significantly impact Russia's ability to export oil, which in turn tightens the global supply. However, Russia isn't staying idle. They're expanding their shadow fleet of tankers and conducting ship-to-ship transfers to mitigate the impact. So while the disruption is substantial, there's a layer of resilience in Russia's response. Analysts at Standard Chartered predict that these measures will only partially offset the effects, with about 500,000 barrels per day of Russian oil potentially being displaced in the next 6 months. This means the global supply is still getting tighter, keeping oil prices robust. Now, let's pivot to OPEC Plus. Here's why this matters. The organization has been sticking to its production strategy like glue. Last month, OPEC Plus announced a delay in its planned output increases, pushing them back by 3 months to April 2025. Plus, they've extended the unwinding of production cuts by a whole year, now set to wrap up at the end of 2026. That's a game changer. This revised plan effectively removes a significant volume of oil from the market. Under the previous schedule, voluntary production increases and other adjustments would have added nearly 500 million barrels to the market in 2025. However, with the new timeline, that addition drops to just 191 million barrels, translating to an average supply cut of 836,000 barrels per day for the year. Bottom line, these measures are ensuring that global oil markets stay balanced without causing inventory builds, even with rising demand estimated at 1.31 million barrels per day in 2025, and modest non-OPEC supply growth of 0.96 million barrels per day, the market is looking pretty stable. Standard Chartered's supply-demand model even forecasts a slight global drawdown of 0.1 million barrels per day throughout 2025. But let's not forget about the gas markets. Honestly, the impact of these sanctions there has been limited. The latest restrictions include two LNG terminals, but the main Baltic terminal, Yamal LNG, which handles over 10 times the capacity of Portovaya, wasn't targeted. Despite reduced pipeline gas flows to Europe, Russian LNG imports into the EU hit record levels in December, averaging 69 million cubic meters per day. That's far above pre-war averages, filling the gap left by declining pipeline flows. So, there you go. Geopolitical tensions are definitely reshaping the energy landscape. The interplay of sanctions, supply strategies, and demand dynamics is more critical than ever. At the end of the day, reduced Russian exports, OPEC plus production constraints, and steady demand growth are all pointing towards sustained strength in the oil markets well into the year. But what does this mean for consumers and businesses alike? With oil prices staying robust, we're likely to see some ripple effects across various industries. Transportation costs might inch up, which could translate to higher prices at the pump. And for goods, businesses relying on oil, like airlines and shipping companies, might face increased operational costs, potentially passing those costs on to consumers. Sustained high oil prices can also incentivize further investments in alternative energy sources. While this bolsters the renewable energy sector, it also puts pressure on oil-dependent economies to diversify their energy portfolios. Countries heavily reliant on oil exports might experience economic strain if global demand shifts significantly towards greener alternatives. Speaking of alternatives, let's talk about how this environment is influencing the push for renewable energy. With oil markets being so tight, there's a real incentive for both governments and private sectors to accelerate their investments in renewable technologies. You know, solar, wind, and even emerging sectors like green hydrogen are getting more attention and funding. It's an exciting time for innovation. The transition to renewable energy is not just a response to market dynamics, but also a strategic move towards sustainability. Technology plays a pivotal role in this shift. Advancements in energy storage, grid management, and renewable energy technologies themselves are crucial. Additionally, digitalization and automation in oil extraction and production are contributing to more efficient and cost-effective operations. These innovations help maintain profitability even when oil prices are volatile. And let's not overlook the technological advancements in oil extraction and production. Enhanced oil recovery techniques, digitalization of oil fields, and automation are all contributing to more efficient and cost-effective operations. These innovations help in maintaining profitability even when oil prices are volatile. Investing in these technologies is essential for oil companies to stay competitive in this rapidly evolving market. Now, let's touch on the environmental aspect. With the global focus shifting towards sustainability, how are oil companies adapting to meet these new expectations? Oil companies are taking several steps to align with environmental goals. Many are investing in renewable energy projects, developing carbon capture technologies, and improving energy efficiency in their operations. There's also a push towards transparency in reporting on environmental, social, and governance ESG metrics, which is becoming increasingly important to investors and stakeholders. So it's not just about producing oil anymore, it's about producing it responsibly and sustainably. That's a big shift in the industry mindset. Consumers are becoming more aware and concerned about the environmental impact of their energy sources, and they're looking for companies that prioritize sustainability. This shift is crucial for the long-term viability of the energy sector. And speaking of long-term viability, let's touch on the economic implications. With oil markets strong, what does this mean for global economies, especially those heavily reliant on oil exports? Strong oil markets can provide a significant boost to oil exporting countries' economies by increasing their revenue streams. However, it also underscores the importance of economic diversification to mitigate the risks associated with over-reliance on oil exports. Countries with diversified economies are better positioned to handle market fluctuations and invest in sustainable growth. Diversification can take many forms, including investing in technology, renewable energy, tourism, and manufacturing. Developing a robust technology sector can drive innovation and create high-value jobs, while investing in renewable energy can position these economies as leaders in the global shift towards sustainable energy. Additionally, tourism and manufacturing can provide stable revenue streams and reduce dependence on oil exports. All right, folks, this has been an insightful discussion on the current state of the oil markets and their broader implications. To sum it up, the oil markets are poised for sustained strength due to a combination of sanctions, supply constraints, and steady demand growth. However, it's essential to monitor how geopolitical developments unfold and how the industry adapts to the evolving energy landscape. Investors and businesses should stay informed and agile to navigate these dynamic times effectively. Long story short, the energy sector is at a pivotal juncture, balancing traditional oil markets with the rise of renewable energy. It's an exciting and challenging time, but one full of opportunities. The interplay of these factors will shape the future of global energy markets and ultimately our economies and environments.
Sum it up, pal.
And I think that's a wrap for this episode of Expert Energy Exchange, brought to you by Hornet Corporation, specializing in private oil and gas ventures with significant tax advantages for accredited investors. Folks, if you're ready to explore opportunities with Hornet Corporation, head to hornetcorp.com or drop us a line at info@hornetcorp.com. Until next time, stay informed, stay invested carefully, and keep fueling America's energy future. Catch you on the next Expert Energy Exchange. I'll see you then.
The information presented in this podcast, as well as any accompanying marketing materials, websites, graphics, or other content, is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, investment, or tax advice. Hornet Corporation only partners with confirmed accredited investors in its oil and gas drilling opportunities. No content provided should be relied upon for decision-making without consulting with qualified professionals in the applicable field. For any questions, concerns, or further information, don't hesitate to contact us at info@hornetcorp.com, call 888-783-3099, or visit our website at hornetcorp.com. As always, thank you for listening to Expert Energy Exchange from Hornet Corporation, created and produced by 48 Romulus. We encourage you to make informed and responsible decisions.
Hornet Corporation. Drill, baby, drill.